rush. Quick edge pressure. He floats one to the end zone. He's got a receiver there. Touchdown, Denver. Benny Fowler.
The Broncos' comeback fell just short in Oakland. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. John, it was a brief period, but we got a quick glimpse at Paxton Lynch. What do you think about how he played?
You know what? I thought he started pretty well. Obviously, he did a good job. The first third down, we just missed the go route to Benny Fowler. Otherwise, it might have been a different story, but he was in the right spot. So he did a lot of good things. Obviously, he'd like to have the throwback down there in the end zone. But then after that, the momentum kind of swung against us, and so we had a tough time getting going again. But for the first start, I thought he did a nice job. And unfortunately, he hurt the ankle. He toughed it out. He hurt it earlier before he came out and has a pretty significant high ankle. So I was proud of his toughness and he's staying in there, but then couldn't do it. But for a first start, it wasn't bad.
Yeah, gosh, it seemed like just a couple of things went the other way. Totally different story. Earlier in the game, of course, Aqib Talib, the scuffle, suspended for 2 games. Vance Joseph said he'd rather see the guys defuse that situation, but understands, hey, if you got to defend yourself, you have to do that. What do you think?
Well, I thought our team did a pretty nice job. I mean, it could have been a heck of a lot worse than it was, especially when you have a guy that was premeditated, and that's all he was talking about the whole week earlier from what we understand about, that was going to be about the fight, and he had no intention on coming to play in that football game. So for the way with the idea of the way Crabtree went into the game, it was, I thought we did a nice job as a team. Obviously, you don't want those. It's not a good look for us. It's not a good look for the league. And so hopefully we can defuse it even more next time. And, went through the appeal hearing today, and hopefully they cut it back. I thought it was very stiff on Aqib for a guy that was really kind of protecting himself. But we'll see what the league says.
Yeah, especially with the play before that with Chris Harris Jr. too.
Exactly. So.
All right, well, we're just getting started here on LA Access. When we come back, we'll look ahead to Sunday's game in Miami.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
The difference between possible and impossible? It's a person who believes they can. Surrounded and supported by others. By us, who believe it too. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. At U.S. Bank, we believe one small change can echo throughout a community. That's why we support, invest, and volunteer in communities like yours.
Can you hear me?
U.S. Bank. The power of possible.
Back here on Elway Access, and John, this has been a tough stretch, but a couple of the younger guys have really stepped up, some brighter spots there. Anybody stand out to you?
Well, I think defensively, when you look at, what we're doing defensively, and obviously, we're not really responding well to adversity. We've had quite a bit of it, and so if we can just do a better job of responding to it when we do have it, because it's going to happen every football game, and, we just, obviously, it's human nature, because we've had a lot of it, but we got to do a better job. Coming back after that. But I think, you look at defensive-wise, Justin Simmons, I think, is doing a nice job at safety. Really had a good year. He's getting better every game and does a good job of covering the tight ends and doing different things we ask. So, he's a guy that I think stands out, defensively as far as the young guys.
Heading to Miami on Sunday. It's still amazing to me that you and Dan Marino only played 3 times in your career. I know he's in that advisory role with their front office now. What's your relationship like with him?
It's good. I got a great deal of respect. He was a heck of a quarterback, one of the all-time greats. And it is amazing. And really, out of those 3 times, 2 of them were in the last year, I think. And so it's amazing how the scheduling didn't work out in those years. But it's always good to see him. I'm sure I'll get a chance to see him this weekend. And he's a great player, and I'm sure that Adam's leaning on him down there. Gase, as far as helping him with different ideas offensively, because Dan could throw it with the best of them.
Did you feel like your careers were sort of tied together, just that 83 class?
They really were, yeah. And he was a part of it along with Jim Kelly and Kenny O'Brien and Tony Eason, and so we were always kind of lumped together. But he's a good guy to be lumped with, because not only is he a great football player, but a good man.
All right, well, we're looking forward to the game in Miami. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and this has been Elway Access.